Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. I just made it. I mean, literally 5 seconds ago, I was able to connect. My apologies for being late for class. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering. And Dr. Sergey Shuly Soren is with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Thank you. Actually, both of us are here. Back with Dr. and Dr. Norm Shuly himself, and who's here?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. Maybe it's my end. Is did you say Dr. Norm Shuly's with us?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. How's that now, reception-wise?
Much better.
Yeah, oh, wonderful. Well, yeah. Yes, sir. Dr. Norm Shuly himself, the legend, the man, my dad, and then, of course, myself.
Well, wonderful. Well, why don't we start with Dr. Norm Shuly for the first bit? Dr. Norm Shuly, it's great to be broadcasting with you. You know, I was thinking about something that you said this morning, and it was something that you said several years ago, and it certainly rings true. And in our bathroom, we have an infrared overhead lamp. And my grandmother used to use an infrared lamp on her back. She had some back pain. And she would lie down, and the infrared would penetrate her her back. I'm talking about 125-watt infrared bulb class. It's kind of like a flood lamp. And she felt that it really worked for her. And so I was thinking about infrared versus ultraviolet. And when LEDs first came out, they were red as I remember them back in the 70s when we got a chance to experiment with them. And then there were devices that would come out in digital form, like a clock radio would have, instead of an analog display with the hands and the second hand moving round and round and round. It was a digital display. That was the new technology. But the LED displays were red. And then, to make things cooler, they turned them to blue. And the blue bothered my eyes. Dr. Shuly, what are your thoughts about the red indicator lamps versus the red-colored LEDs for the display of the clock on a clock radio or a desk clock versus the blue, the piercing blue?
Well, you know, until they've been tested, I don't know. But I would definitely think the original infrared is better.
Okay, so the red LEDs are better. Okay,
yeah.
And now, and what I've noticed in automobiles that have these acrylic lenses over the headlights, what I've noticed is that the older incandescent bulbs, the warmer colors, the ones that shifted more toward the yellows and the reds, didn't beat up the lenses of the headlights as do the newer, more toward the blue spectrum light. So the blue just beats up these acrylic lenses and it turns them cloudy. And we have to replace the lenses more and more often with these new bright, I wouldn't say full spectrum lights, but I would say a higher degree Kelvin, like 5,000, 6,000 degrees Kelvin. Do you think that the blue spectrum is damaging to the skin as well?
Well, unlikely.
So you're not concerned about ultraviolet light?
Well, I'm concerned about ultraviolet in tanning this skin, but no value whatsoever otherwise.
Okay, so you're saying it's not ultraviolet light is not beneficial to the body. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you know, it's something that I'd like to discuss with you and Dr. Sergey. This is something that happened back in 1938 and 39. And there was a movie called The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
In this movie, remember that? With Buddy Ebsen was the Tin Man? Well, what they did to make him look like the Tin Man, they dusted his face. This is no exaggeration, class. They dusted his face with aluminum powder. And so they were shooting this movie for about 9 days with, he had aluminum dust on his face. I'm not talking about aluminum makeup, you know, with oils to bond the aluminum dust together. It was just aluminum dust. And he was breathing this in, and he got violently ill. Almost died. He almost died from the breathing of this aluminum dust for the 9 days of the shooting. So he breathed it while they were painting it on his face or dusting his face with it. And he ended up in an oxygen tent for about 2 weeks. Slowly recovered. The point I guess I'm trying to make is the skin is an organ of the body. And should we be concerned about what we put on our skin? And the other problem that he had was the aluminum powder, which was as fine as flour, went into his lungs, and he inhaled it. And he had respiratory distress as well. Dr. Shealy, are you concerned about things that we're putting on our bodies, on our skin, that could be detrimental? And what I'm saying by that is there are a lot of things. There's tattoo inks. There are, and then there are beauty treatments like makeup, you know, made with different kinds of clay, and maybe the orange ones, toward the orange colors might be slightly radioactive, and the different tints would have different chemical compositions. Are you concerned about applying products to our skins? And
You know, if they put on or near your body, can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back in the, I think around the 1890s, there was this fad in coloring agents and bright green dresses. Green wallpaper. And what they found out was, and lining drawers with paper that was colored green. And it was kind of like the green of new grass. Fertilized grass, a light colored green. And that green came from arsenic. And then the ladies who wore these beautiful gowns that were green became poisoned by their dresses. The people who put the clothes in the drawers that had the green paper lining on the bottom of the drawers to protect the drawers became poisoned. And let's see, what else was in the wallpaper? People had wallpaper with arsenic in the wallpaper.
Wow.
We've done some pretty dumb things, Dr. Shealy. I mean,
yes. Science is good sometimes.
Yeah. And so the guys that hung the wallpaper poisoned themselves. The guys who removed the wallpaper poisoned themselves. The guys who handled the removed wallpaper poisoned themselves, you know, on the way to the dump. And the guys who manufactured the wallpaper and the dyes poisoned themselves. It's kind of like, you know, those analog watches that many people used to wear back in the 1910s, 20s. maybe the 30s, and they had these glow-in-the-dark little dots. So they might have a dot at 12, 3, 6, and 9 o'clock. One little tiny, tiny dot. So at night you could kind of, and a stripe on the hour hand and the minute hand. So if it captured light for just a second, a little bit of light, in the dark it would glow. It would glow in the dark, and you'd kind of look at what the time was without a light on. Well, they used radioactive compounds to make those dots. And the people who worked at the watch factories would paint those dots on with a little fine tipped camel hair brush. I mean, microscopic brush. And in order to make the brush bristles, the hairs, form a point, they would wet the bristles with saliva. So they would dip the tip of the brush in their mouth. And then they would dip it in this liquid, this radioactive liquid, and I think 100% of them got mouth cancer or throat cancer or both. Do you remember stories like that?
Well, that was slightly before my time. But, I don't like radioactive, period.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley, what would you like to share with the class today?
Well, the most important thing I've ever done is investigate the possibility of avoiding calcium poisoning to arteries by wearing a little piece of metal on your body.
Please tell us about that. Calcium poisoning. So is that because we ingest calcium like in vegetables, in supplements, in milk and cheese?
Well, essentially, yes, it comes from somewhere. And it's a calcium score. And obviously, it's toxic.
Okay. So our circulatory system becomes calcified. So we have deposits of calcium in our veins and arteries?
Yes.
Okay. And is that because, is that like just the same thing that happens with plumbing, where we get lime deposits and calcium deposits in our plumbing?
Well, similarly, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I know how to get it out of plumbing. You can pour acid, sulfuric acid in some pipes, or hydrochloric acid, or vinegar. But that doesn't seem like anybody would survive doing that, in the body. So what do we do?
Well, you wear a little pouch that's made out of the metal lining.
Okay, so this is that study that you're doing with the sapphire crystals?
Right. Sapphire itself is a birthstone, and it's lovely and moderately expensive, but the actual sapphire prevents calcium deposits in the arteries.
Does it also clean them up if you've already got them?
Yes.
Hmm. And you've done a test regarding this, or you're doing research regarding this?
We've done only two people so far, but we're going to do 10.
All right, very good. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley and Dr. Sergey Shuley-Soren in just a couple minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Final segment with Dr. Norm Shealy, MD, and Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren, MD. And if you'd like to call them and make an appointment to see them in the clinic in Springfield, Missouri, or if you'd like to have a remote telephone consultation, or if you'd like to have a telecommunications, like a Zoom or Skype consultation for a medical appointment, 417-351-5221. You may dial 417-351-5221. And they'll be glad to set up an appointment with you. Repeat, 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements at the same place I do and enjoy the same discount that I get, that's 15% off, that's USA Prepares 15. USA Prepares 15. And the website, normshealy.com, NormShealy.com. And you'll find useful information about optimal health practices, recommendations, and you'll find the store where you can buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Is Dr. Sergey available, Dr. Norm Shealy?
Oh, actually, I am right here, good sir.
Great. Well, I wanted to ask you about the emergency room. Have you experienced a poisoning or poisonings from things like I described with the Tin Man in 1938 and 1939 during the filming of The Wizard of Oz, where people paint themselves?
Yes, and yet. Actually, heavy metal poisonings or exposure. And not just aluminum, but mercury, there's cadmium. There's lots of different things that target different organ systems, some selectively, some just go all over the place. But
Frequently what's affected is the brain, nervous system, endocrine system, hormones, thyroid, metabolism, insulin, this metabolic syndrome, which is a combination of diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, energy, low energy, spare tire, just kind of feeling old, so to speak. But that's not really the age. That's the body falling apart because of inside out metabolic dysfunction, metabolic hormonal endocrine and dysautonomia. This is what Dr. Shealy refers to as the body literally stopping to self-regulate itself, which is terrible because God doesn't make junk. We should be able to be okay, you know, if we do all the right things.
Is it difficult when you're diagnosing in the emergency room, and I guess you've got to do it pretty darn quickly, a toxicity from someone doing something like painting themselves? Let me give a quick example. When I was in elementary school, one of the teachers, our colors were blue and gold, and they were having some kind of a play or a ceremony or assembly or something, and the parents were going to be involved, and they wanted to paint one of the children gold because they put blue shorts, blue top, and paint the arms and face and legs gold, and someone said, "Whoa, are you kidding? You'll kill the child." Have you experienced something as stupid as that?
I've seen that in the ER, but it's very difficult to prove because the test that you have that you run is not the kind of test that is run from the emergency room, and it's not even a send out. So, unfortunately, you have to make a clinical judgment and rule out all the other bad things, and then say, okay, most likely this is toxicity from this. And then you just make a decision. So fortunately, I haven't had anyone who was so critical with that kind of exposure that they had to be hospitalized or transferred into a higher level facility. But I certainly have seen long-term effects of such exposure. It just makes sense. There's a pattern that forms along there. This is the part of what we do with Dr. Shealy's foundation and with our current practice with a functional, holistic, regenerative. So the idea is God doesn't need junk, number one. So let's get back to the original blueprint. And if it's not the original blueprint, if we're putting stuff into our system that is wrong, frankly, then we need to stop doing that.
Our son was offered, you both know our son, Bam, and he was offered a job for a lot of money. And I said, Bam, it'll kill you. The toxins in the air, I mean, it was like heavy metals in the air. And, of course, he didn't take that job. But maybe next week we could talk a little bit more about environmental.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause, took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become speaker. Buck said that next speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm just apologizing for Jason for being late. And gosh, it's so many things going on here at the forum simultaneously.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, to be honest.
You know, Frank, I after my dad retired from being a principal, he was like so busy, and I said to him, you know, years later, hey, Dad, yeah, I know you're so busy. How'd you ever find time to go to work? You know, Frank, I was thinking about you over the weekend, and I think about you often, and all pleasant thoughts. And I'm making something, and I wanted to get well, share it with you and get your thoughts. Do you do wiring on generators or wiring on houses?
I understand. I don't. I'm not an electrician, but I do the gas part of generators. But we can, you know. string it out and see what is it that what you're doing. Maybe I can try to see if I've seen it before.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what I'm working on. I'm building something that I don't think is normally described, you know, as a do-it-yourself project. But many years ago, when we installed our generator and our solar system, what I decided that, to do is build a solar system that was on-grid. So if we want to use the grid, we can. Off-grid, if we don't want to use the grid, we can. And hybrid, where if we have excess current, we can sell it to the grid for 2.1 cents per kilowatt. Or we can use the grid as our battery.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have what's called a net metering system. So as we generate electricity, and I want to save our battery because it's so darn expensive,
mm-hmm.
I'll just use the grid as our battery, so send electricity to it. And then if I need it back, I'll just take it back. And over a 30-day period, I can watt for watt put it on the grid and take it off the grid, no charge. And if there's any excess that we supply, we get paid 2.1 cents a kilowatt. And if we need it, we get charged maybe 11 cents a kilowatt. Okay, so that being said, one of the things that we've tried to accommodate is the lack of sun in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to conserve the battery bank. And so what I'll do is I have these switches, and I have several circuits, actually six of them. Six circuits, and I have wall switches on a six-gang box in the kitchen, on the kitchen wall. And if I flip the switch up, we're connected, that circuit, to solar. If I flip the switch down, we're on the grid. And here's what I did. I took a very common switch that you can buy for about $2 each, and it's called a three-way switch.
Mm-hmm.
So a three-way switch is something you might have in your hallway. So if you want to turn the light on at one end of the hallway, you flip the switch, and the light comes on. If you go to the end of the hallway and you want to shut the light off without walking back, you just flip the other switch. And so either switch can turn the light on, and either switch can turn the light off. Well, it's a really simple thing. It's a single-pole, double-throw switch. So up is on, and down is on. And so I've used those switches. And what I've done is I've said, you know, let's say there's three screws, the middle screw, the upper screw, and the lower screw. So I said that solar was up and grid was down. So I just connect the load to the middle screw.
Mm-hmm.
And I connect the solar breaker to the upper screw, and I connect the grid breaker to the lower screw. So what that means is if I want to switch at any time the washing machine,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is on a separate circuit, to the grid or solar, I flip the switch. If I want to switch the refrigerators or refrigerator freezer, I can do that with switches. I can switch the stove, the dishwasher, and the kitchen lights. So have you ever seen anybody do that, Frank, where they actually built a little switching system to switch between grid and solar? And you can do the same thing with the generator. Instead of a solar, you could replace solar with generator, and it would work that way, too.
Well, the honest truth is I've never, but it sounds very practical to me. Obviously, I was getting the impression that you had this one major switch, but I think we should clarify it. You basically have this switch at each appliance you want to change from solar to the line. So you must have had, did you pre-design this before you built, as you were building the house, that you were going to have that system? Because obviously
No, I didn't.
I'm curious now. So how are you managing? Because you usually have one wire coming to the a switch on the wall, isn't that right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So what? Okay, we have. We'll just simplify this. We have many breaker panels, but let's just say we have two.
Mm-hmm.
One breaker panel is connected to the solar system, and one break to the inverter, and the other breaker panel is connected to the grid.
Okay.
So I'll take a wire from a circuit breaker, and I'll put it into, let's say, from the solar panel breaker. I'll put it into the top screw of the switch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then the load, which would be the wires that the Romex that runs to, let's say, the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
I'll that would be the center screw. And I'm talking about the black side, the hot side of the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bottom screw of the switch goes to the grid panel. Mm-hmm. So I can toggle between the grid and the solar system. And it works really, really well. Because there are times when I look at the battery bank and I go, geez, you know, I don't... weather report says tomorrow's going to be cloudy. It looks like it's going to be cloudy for a couple days. We're not going to have much solar power generation to top off the batteries. I don't want to run out of battery. So let's use the grid as long as it's up. And if the power goes out, you know, we'll still have the maximum life left in the battery bank. That's what this is for.
Wow. So you have all your switches by the breaker panels then?
No, actually, they're in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
But that's close. It's on the other side of the wall from the breaker.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So literally, I took single gang metal boxes, and these are made by a company called Rayco, R-A-C-O. Mm-hmm. And you can there's a screw on it. You can take one whole side off the metal box,
and then them together.
Yes, they're called gangable boxes. So I took six of them, and I put them in. I ganged them together. And then I cut a hole in the wall, and in the kitchen wall, and I put, you know, six switches in there. I pre-wired this thing up.
Vince, I'm just curious if you're like me. Do you ever sleep at night? Do you have a little book beside you? And, I got this idea, and you turn on the light, and you write it down. I'm just envisioning. Do you ever get a beautiful night's sleep? Hello?
For commercial applications. Looks like I got disconnected.
Oh, no, I was asking, do you ever get a good night's sleep, or are you like me, so, you know, you have a little book beside your bed table, and all of a sudden you say, oh, this is a great idea, and write it down? Hello? You got disconnected. Someone doesn't like the way we're talking, but it's a very interesting topic. Students, from my students, I guess we got disconnected with Vince, so I'll just keep on going here. In Canada, students, it is Remembrance Day, so to all my students or the students that listen to us, USA Prepares, thanks. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And don't know when Vince will be back online. I'm sure you will let him know. But it's one of those radio programs where knowledge is forthcomes to our students. And partly the reason for that is we've done this. I'm laughing because in hydronic systems or in my business in general, I come home with problems and I, you know, go to bed, and of course that problem just keeps festering to my brain and it comes to some sort of solution. And it's so interesting when you kind of think about how you're going to solve a problem and it comes to you. And
okay, I'm back.
Down. You're back. I was kicking away.
Well,
but that was fun. We're not even talking about politics, Vince. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I missed that. I don't know what happened. I have a screen in class. I have a screen that tells me the modulation, so I can look at these view meters and I can see the needles moving back and forth as I speak or as Frank speaks. And then I have a couple screens that show. It shows the delay. Right now it's about half a second, a little over half a second delay between me and GCN. And then I can see when I lose connection. And I was just talking away, and bang, I lost connection. And it refreshes every second. And it looked like it was going on and on and on. So I checked our router. It wasn't here. It was not here. I don't know where the problem was, but thank you for taking care of that.
As they say, the show is live radio.
No
so I kind of wish it's Thanksgiving up here in Canada. So for all our students who are Canadians and listening to us, I wish them a happy Thanksgiving. But my question to you before all this happened is, I wonder if you ever sleep at night with all these ideas. I myself have a little notebook in beside my bed, and problems kind of come up, and I come up with little solutions and write it down, put the light on. Sometimes my wife says, aren't you sleeping? So are you like that? Do you have a little notepad?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's ingenious what you've done, you know.
Well, you know, I get bits of information from lots of sources, and we have an instructor by the name of Bruce Kay, and he mentioned that this could be done, but I don't think he did it. He just mentioned it could be done, and I thought, what a great idea. So I bought a box of 10 switches because it was less expensive to buy 10 than it was to buy 6, and they call those commercial packs. And, class, if you're going to do this, the wiring that I use was Romex 12 gauge, and that is for 20 ampere current carrying capacity. So I wanted a switch. It was a little bit more expensive for a 20 amp switch than the standard 15 amp switch. So those are called spec grade, SPEC, as in short for specification. So I bought the switches, and so I put 6 of them in, but it's not enough. And now I'm thinking, with a double pole double throw switch instead of a single pole double throw, double pole double throw, I can switch the well pump. And with another double pole double throw, I'm talking about switching 240 volts instead of 120. I can switch the air compressor in the shop, and you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So yes, it can be done, and it absolutely works. And then the question is, can you switch in the middle of an operation? So, for example, I wanted to know, can I switch while the washing machine is running? Can I switch from solar to grid or from grid to solar? And the answer is, yeah, you can. And can you switch the kitchen lights when they're on, LED lights? Yes, you can. Can you switch the dishwasher when it's running? Yes, you can. And, but you got to do it quickly. Same thing with the refrigerator. So, but it works. It absolutely works.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Frank's with us in Canada. And Frank, to answer your question, yes, I do. I have a spiral-bound notebook, single-subject notebook. And in the middle of the night, you know, I come up with these answers. And, you know, for a while, I think Mrs. Finelli thought I was kidding because she'd say, can you do such and such? And I'd say, let me think about it and let me sleep on it. And, yeah, I'll let you know, tomorrow. and it really sounded, you know, to the uninitiated, it sounds like it's a cop out, like, you know, I don't want to do it. Well, it really takes me some time to think these complicated things through, because I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to do it half baked. I want to get it right the first time.
And with that being said, I think we should clarify for our students that what you're doing is absolutely a brilliant idea. For our students, I would like to tell them, make sure you have some sort of a multimeter. Make sure you understand that switch. Yes, it is. There's only three screws there, but you can't hurt yourself. And of course, as we always say, don't believe what I say, look it up. You can't hurt yourself by using a no meter. It's only, 3.1 volts using it. But understand how that switch is. Try to figure out which one is the common screw and all this, because sometimes it's not that easy. And the other thing that I do recommend before, and I do that whenever I'm doing an installation of a dryer or anything like that, before you plug that appliance in, take a multimeter, put it into volts, and see that you get the right volts that you need for that appliance. So I think that's a nice little reminder for our students who want to be adventurous. Now, with that being said, I have about three or four clients up here where I live that are totally off the grid. And my question to them have been, because here where I live, we have beautiful rates in the evening. And I'm never understanding why they went off the grid completely and not use the evening rates to charge up the batteries so they can use it to the daytime. I find that, is there a reason for that? I mean, I know that the sun is supposed to do that, but that's in the day. But on the other hand, if electricity is so reasonable up here in the evening, why not use it to charge the batteries and then use it in the daytime?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and it makes perfect sense. So, what is the delta between the daytime rate and the evening?
Almost half.
Okay. Well, I understand why they're not doing it.
Yes, that's
because,
okay.
Because the battery bank is literally 50% of the cost of a solar system. So you can take the solar panels, plus you can add in the electronics like the inverter and the charge controller. That's about half the cost for those items. The battery bank is the other half. So if the battery's going to last 5 to 7 years, if it's a lithium ion battery, they don't want to run those cycles. They don't want to, because there's only so many charge-discharge cycles with a lithium ion or a lead acid. Now, with a nickel-iron battery bank, the kind we have, there's a finite number of cycles. But then when you reach that, you pour out the electrolyte, and then you replace the electrolyte. You don't replace the batteries, just the liquid. So ours is a much longer term solution, more expensive in the short run, way lower cost in the long run. But I think that's the reason. Now, if you said five times less in the evening, it would probably make sense to charge the battery bank. Now, some people use a generator to charge the battery bank. Rich does that. Rich Sheban does that. So he's totally off grid. There is no alternative for him. If the sun doesn't shine, he doesn't have electricity unless he uses his generator. And he uses his generator to charge his battery bank. But of course, that generator is ultimately going to wear out. You have to have gasoline or some kind of fuel, diesel or propane for the generator. He has a gas-powered generator, a portable generator. And he just charges his batteries. He runs the generator for, I think, a couple hours. Maybe once or twice a week, and that's it. And it works great for him. But I think it was for him to have electricity brought in. I think if I remember correctly, years and years ago, it was about $40,000, if I remember correctly. So it was an enormous cost.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a no-brainer for him to go, off-grid.
Yeah, yeah.
But, off-grid is great, but I think the main reason for being off-grid, there are a couple of them. One, if there's no electricity available, then, you go off-grid. The other reason, if you have electricity available, as we do, the reason for going solar or off-grid or hybrid is independence. So if the grid goes down, we're covered.
Yes,
we're
you
covered.
Don't even know it's off. Yes, yeah. That's what they tell me.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is, and that's the way it is with Gwyneth. If there were a grid down all across Australia, the only reason she would know would be the internet would be down. Other than that, she wouldn't know because she lives in the middle of nowhere.
But as I say to them, you're going to be missing the beautiful thing of having candles on.
and that's what we used to. My mother and her mother and her mother's mother, and that's what they used to use: candles and lamps.
Yeah.
You're right. We'll be right back.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree. Remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.